Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica J. Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on today's poll question. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? When you hit other, you can actually type in your favorite. And it's nice that people are doing this because it actually reminds me of some of the commercials I saw. 884-9910, if you would like to ask a question of my guest today, who is the founder of Nevadans Against Common Core. And I'm so glad that he is putting the time in for this, because people have to understand how America gets dumbed down. And how that happens is through our education system, not because of what's happening this year, not what happened last year or the year before that. This has been going on now for decades, and it's all about standards. And as other countries around us understand a global economy and they're raising their standards, ours are going down. And that is going to be a detriment to our kids' future. So let's welcome to the show. Finally, I should have had this man on earlier, and I blame myself, but please welcome John Eppolito to the show, Nevadans Against Common Core. John, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, Monica. Thanks for having me.
First off, so people fully understand, what is Common Core?
Well, Common Core are standards, and kind of at the basic level, it's just things kids have to know at certain grade levels. And that's how we started, and we formed a coalition, a bipartisan. Our board has always been 50-50, Democrat, Republicans. We started out with the Common Core, and after studying it for over 2 years, I started to realize that the standards aren't the big issue. The biggest problem is the data. And once you had common standards, then you could collect data, and part of the ancillary stuff that went along with Common Core was setting up databases so kids could be tracked from preschool through death. The databases are there forever. So I realized it was the data that was much more problematic than the standards.
I knew that they were tracking, but I didn't realize that it went to death.
This data is never deleted, Monica. In Nevada, this is one of the things we excelled at in education, is collecting and storing, and we don't know about sharing just yet, but having this massive database on all children. Again, and if they're in public preschool, it starts in preschool. So it's experts have said this is the most data we've ever been able to collect on people in human history. And in Nevada, that data lives in Infinite Campus. And it's discipline, medical, psychiatric, tests, grades, you know, was he late for third period in seventh grade, flights, anything that happens in school. And parents don't have access to most of it. They have access to a little bit at a time, like you can check your kids' grades as the semester's going. But Infinite Campus has everything, and that's a third-party vendor that's paid. And then Infinite Campus shares the most incriminating parts of that data with the state of Nevada in their SAIN system, S-A-I-N, Statewide Accountability Information Network, I think. So, and they also, both of those entities store it forever. Never deleted. Neither one can really tell me why. Not all of it, but part of it we can see why it's stored forever. But the most incriminating stuff, so it's once I started to figure that out, then that became much more of a problem than Common Core. And by the way, most of our work now is on Facebook at Protect Nevada Children.
Protect Nevada Children. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
For us old people, this is basically that permanent file, the file in the principal's office that we were always threatened with, that it was going to, you know, follow us for the rest of our lives. This is basically the updated version of it.
And it's much more incriminating, much more in-depth, and we don't know how it's going to affect kids. But what's starting to happen now is data from Infinite Campus is being shared with others. So we've already had data breaches in our state. So now it's just opening up to more data breaches. And once Infinite Campus has everything, and of course they make money for holding it for the districts, And then now the Infinite Campus is starting to share it with others. And of course, it's all under the direction of the district and or the state.
Let's talk about those breaches first. Do we know who breached the systems in the past and what information was stolen?
I'm not sure if we know. The first one was Edmodo. That was one of the most widely used apps, education apps in the state of Nevada. And it has a social media aspect. And then there's all this stuff where kids can go in and do work. That one was breached. And our student IDs were placed for sale on the dark web. Now, that one, the district would not tell parents about. We went in and we begged them to tell parents that data breach happened and their kids' data was for sale on the dark web. Their response was, well, you can't prove it was for sale on the dark web. I don't know if they ever figured out who did that. And that vendor, Edmodo, it's still used in some places in the state, not Washoe County. Ultimately, that vendor, a year later, that vendor was sold to the Chinese for the student data. And then a year later, Washoe County said, oh, you can't use it anymore. But that was like 2 years after the original data breach. Then there's been two additional data breaches by school officials. Once the school district says someone is a school official, they even have more authority over on what they can do with our kids' data. So then there were two more. I don't know who any of the entities were that got what and what data they really got. One of those second data breaches, our student IDs were also compromised. The reason, and then one of them offered free credit monitoring for a year for students. So, no, it's a lot bigger than the districts and the state want parents to know.
John, I'm really confused and outraged. Why would you have to beg a school district or a school to tell the parents that this happened?
Because it's incriminating. They're supposed to be the ones protecting the kids. And when we were in school, Monica, it's like they were protecting us. But that's not like that anymore. There's all these third party and all these other entities involved, and it makes them look bad. So they figure, well, we'll just ignore it. John will go away. Protect Nevada Children won't keep bothering us. Then I didn't go away. Then the whole company got sold to the Chinese for the data. I mean, it's likely the Chinese, who knows? Maybe that was the first data breach. Maybe they couldn't get everything they wanted, so they just bought the company. So now, in some places in the state, people are still using Edmodo. I don't think parents know that's owned by the Chinese now. Those of us that are paying attention know, and that was why last session we had a Democrat sponsor a bill, SB 403, which would have allowed parents to opt their children out of all this. Everybody in the state that we know of was in support of our bill. No one spoke against our bill except Washoe County School District. They said, no, we're going to decide when kids start using these apps and when data is shared, not the parents. So they were able to gut our bill.
That's just wrong on so many levels, John. Is that something that you might be bringing back in the next legislative session?
We're going to try, and I've already mentioned it at a school board meeting, second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 4 o'clock for Washoe County School Board meetings. I have it posted on our Facebook page. I've already asked an interim superintendent if they'll fight it again. The reason they fought it is because they have schools like Nick Poliquitos Elementary where kids are required, I say forced, to start using devices and apps in kindergarten. So the reason the district fought our bill was because it would cost too much to have different lessons for kids not using the technology. They'll say that they're trying to get kids ready for the 21st century and they're having them learn technology. What they're really doing is having them log in and share data, information, and schoolwork with third-party vendors.
Yeah,
so,
when parents won't even let, kindergartners have Facebook pages. I mean, they know what's right for their children, not the school district.
That's not the way Washoe County sees it. Clark County was okay with it. They told us they liked our bill. The state teachers union verbally supported our bill during the hearing. Every senator in the room, Democrat, Republican, seemed to be in support of our bill. And the superintendent, the lady that was the lobbyist for the superintendent, Mary something, they were okay with it. Everybody was okay with it. There were 10 people spoke in favor of this. Again, the only one who opposed it was Washoe County School District, because they want to decide when kids start doing this.
How can they possibly have that much power? Will the upcoming election, with the spots open for the Board of Trustees, will that make a difference?
Maybe. I know people have asked me to run, and I've been saying no. One of the people running for school board contacted me, and she's also appalled by what's happening. And I don't know how good a friend she is, but she knows the one school board member who is the most concerned and who has spoke up at school board meetings is Trustee Ellen Minetto.
Yeah, because she's an actual teacher.
She's the only one on that board who spent her career as a K-12 teacher. She understands this. And she said, yes, I understand it might be more work for teachers, for some teachers, a lot more work, but parents should have the final say. So this one school board member wants to be a school board member, possibly. She contacted me, and then I had another one contact me a while back. I can't remember who it is, but it could make a difference. And then we had two other school board members that have shown a little bit of concern. Katie Holland Simon or Simon Holland, she was very surprised when she found out parents could not opt their children out of using these third-party software and applications. But once she found out, you know, she fell in line, I guess. And then Trustee Andrew Caudill, he was questioning why Washoe County School District was the only entity in the state to oppose SB 403 as written. And, you know, they have a way of getting them in behind closed doors and changing their minds.
Right.
Not doing it in public, of course.
When it comes to the district, whose decision is it?
In my opinion, ultimately, it's the superintendent. And I was hoping for some good changes with interim superintendent McNeil. But what I've seen so far is more of the same. Now, we're going to try to meet with her and again, see if she'll oppose our bill again. Also, we've got something going in Incline where parents, the boosters, they have a lot of money. They've gone out and they want to buy another software, a counseling software that a lot of schools use. But again, data is shared from Infinite Campus to Naviance. And even if parents want to, they can't see all that data. So it's all problematic, and parents should be educated. They said if it gets approved, we'll be able to opt out. I'd like to see an opt-in where parents had all the facts.
They're just praying
that most parents won't know what's going on and most parents will just do it.
Yeah, if parents don't have 100% access, then it is going to be problematic. And I like the opt-in idea as well. So stick around. We're going to be right back with John Eppolito. If you've got any questions for him, 884-9910. Especially when it comes to the kids, you have to know what you're not being told. It's the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And even if you're not in the Washoe County School District, you better watch out and you better pay attention to what's going on, especially when it comes to your child's information. Joining me right now is John Eppolito. And John, I'm so used to saying Nevadans Against Common Core. What is the name of the group that you're working under now?
Protect Nevada Children.
Protect Nevada Children.
On Facebook, at Protect Nevada Children. We have about, I don't know, 800 people, members.
We need to get more members than that. So,
yes,
again, log on to Facebook. And while you're there, check out WCSD Rants and Raves. We always find some good information there as well. John, let's talk about these apps that are being made available. This is so sad because we've had a suicide. And one of the apps in particular, a parent is blaming it for the suicide of their child. Explain how this came in.
Well, I don't know the parent, and this tragedy. This is worse than we even suspected. And she didn't say it caused. She did definitely said, I watched her interview. She said it contributed to her son's suicide. So, and that app is called Kahoot. But again, there's hundreds of others in Washoe County School District. So even if this one gets, you know, stops being used, what the news report from Channel 4, My News 4, reported, and they said that the day before, his name was Caleb, the day before Caleb's suicide, he was in school, and he logged on to an app that school approved, that Washoe County School District used to use just until the other day, and he took a test, quote-unquote test, titled, Should I Kill Myself?, on this school-approved app. Now, he was a Bishop Minogue student, but the reporter was able to determine that Washoe County School District also used that app. So the day after he took that test, he killed himself. But obviously, there's other things going on. This is multifaceted. You know, who knows, Monica? But also, who knows if he didn't have access to that app? You know, I've reached out to the mom to see if she wanted to help what our efforts. She didn't reply. And I didn't even get this story out. I waited 2 days because they set up a website for Caleb, and it's to help others. And mm-hmm. after 2 days of not hearing from them, I thought, well, gosh, with everything I've been doing, if I get this story out and it helps one other person, that might be, you know, what the family was after by putting that out, that website.
John, we're going to talk more about this after the bottom of the hour break. I want to pause here for just a second because we've got Megan calling in at 884-9910 who has a question for you. Megan, thank you so much for calling the show. What's the question that you have for John?
Well, I have a kindergartner starting in the fall, and it is truly shocking that you're telling me that they're using tablets and data mining on my kindergartner. What steps can I take to protect my kindergartner from data mining and excessive screen usage, as well as what can we do to help your legislative efforts to put legislation in effect for parent rights?
Oh, hi, Megan. Thanks for the question. On the data mining, the only thing I can really say, and we've been saying it for years, and I've tried to do this with my own kids as much as I can, don't let them use anything. You know, when we were in school, we got a much better education without all this garbage, all these apps. Most of the research shows in the younger grades, the apps, the software, all this stuff decreases student performance. And one of the reports that just came out, and I brought this to the school district at least twice, shows that kids who are using the devices a lot in elementary school, by fourth grade, they're 1 year behind in reading. That's a reboot report, and I'm pretty sure it's still on our Facebook page for Tech Nevada Children. So the only way to truly protect them is to not allow them to log in and do stuff. Now, there's other things they can do, you know, watch. It's all about logging in. If they have to log in, that's problematic. The screen time, it's the same thing. You know, try to keep them away from the screens as much as you can. I try to do that. The school, my kids are in ninth grade now. I have twins. They have to spend probably an hour and a half, 2 hours a day in front of the screens for their schoolwork. Mm-hmm. I hate it, but unless I want to take them out of school, that's all we can do.
Right.
Nick Polakitis, they start in kindergarten. Everybody gets a one-to-one device. You have to start using
now,
it in kindergarten.
Now, is that due to Nick Polakitis, or is that
and then as far
the
as helping us,
Washington
it's a legislative
school.
Session that comes up, school board meetings, the second and fourth Tuesday at 4 o'clock on 9th Street, 425 East 9th Street. School board meetings would be helpful because even parents at Nick Polakitis that don't like it, they're afraid to show up. A lot of people are afraid of how this is going to affect their kids.
John, I don't know if you missed the question from Megan, but she asked, mm-hmm. is this new to Polakitis or has this been going on?
It's Nick Polakitis is a brand new school. This is their test school for elementary level. They want to see how this works. They've admitted it's an experiment. So if you've got a kindergarten going into Nick Polakitis, it's an experiment. they don't know what's going to happen, and they're not willing to allow a track so far for kids low tech or no little tech, like a Waldorf school. We have one of those in Reno, but you have to pay. No technology before eighth grade at that school. That's where a lot of the .com executives that are profiting from this stuff send their kids, Waldorf School, in Silicon Valley. And I posted information about that. And so did Gates and Jobs. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs both kept their kids off technology when they were young, off of the internet, off in front of screens. But, it's an experiment.
So basically, John, everybody else's kids out there, they're all the guinea pigs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Megan, thank you so much for the call and the question.
Join our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's, wow. John, this stuff goes so deep. Stay on the line, John, and we will be back. We've got a Fox News update for you here right now. And after that, come back, because we're going to give you the details that other people aren't giving you on the Washoe County School District and how your child is being taught. So it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the home of live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Not just Washoe County. We embrace everybody because, well, we're pretty much dealing with the same things. If you had a chance to catch the Super Bowl yesterday, actually, it was a really good game. I don't follow football until the Super Bowl, and then I pick my team that I'm going to root for, and of course, it was the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, and boy, was it a great game. It really was, and it was inspirational in the fact that the Kansas City team, being led by Coach Andy Reid, it's about protecting each other, believing in each other, supporting each other. All of those players out there and the coaches and the fans, they deserved, after 50 years, that amazing, amazing win. So if you did watch the Super Bowl, log on to 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question, which was, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? Okay, there's a number of different suggestions on there. You can just click on the one that was your favorite. Mine was the Running Tide spot. But there's a selection of other. If you hit other, it will actually bring up a place for you to insert a different commercial. And I love this one. Didn't watch, Monica. Didn't watch. Wasn't going to do it. A lot of bad feelings still from people for the NFL because of all of the kneeling and the belief of being unpatriotic. So they've got to win their way back into people's hearts. 884-9910, if you have a question for my guest today. My guest is John Eppolito, one of the founders of Protect Nevada Children. And right now we are speaking about, or having a conversation about, the Kahoot app that has the test on it, should I kill myself? Now, John, again, thank you for being on the show today and going with us for a bit for parents to call in. But I have to ask, do we know what the questions are on this test, should I kill myself?
No, I don't. Evidently, it's a 3-question test, and no, I don't know what the questions are.
Wow, a 3-question test. How can you decide something as big as should I kill myself from a 3-question test? People have to understand your digital footprint. Ever since Facebook, MySpace, we started getting into this, Instagram, LinkedIn, ever since this took over our lives, social media, we have discovered it is going to follow us for the rest of our lives. Employers, future spouses, everybody is going to dig in to your social media And they believe that that is a representation of who you are at the moment. Look at what happened to Kevin Hart with the Oscars. You know, that just goes to show what's happening now. And so for all these tests, that concerns me, John, because not only the government, but employers are going to look at that. Why would you take a test that says or is, should I kill myself?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, Monica, it's worse for the kids. And I'll tell you why. Because the Facebook, that stuff you can find, others can find. What these kids are doing starting in kindergarten with these third-party vendors, most of them are free. Most of them are free because they're paid with student data. Kahoot is free. The information they have on our kids is not public. We don't know what data they collect on our kids. We don't know what our kids are sharing with them when they're in first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. We don't see the profile they create on these kids, these third-party vendors. It's better if you're on Facebook, because that stuff is more public. Now, they still can create a profile on you, granted, but it's not secret. All these free vendors that are getting this student data, and I think they're all competing to see, you know, what they can create on the kids. And again, then one was sold to, actually more than one has been sold, but one was sold to the Chinese. That was Edmodo. So it's worse for the kids than it is for us. And one of the reasons I didn't go to Kahoot and try to find that test is because I didn't want it on my digital profile that I was searching, you know, should I kill myself? I don't want that on my profile. But for these kids that don't kill themselves but go in and search that, then Kahoot has that information. Now, I don't even know, they might have taken that particular test, quote-unquote test, off of Kahoot. But what about the other hundreds of approved vendors in Washoe County School District? Until this story broke, this was okay to use. I guess they're still using it in Clark County. One of the teachers told me yesterday it's still being used in Clark County.
That's so hard to fathom. John, who is this information being collected for then? If it's not made public, who's using it?
The individual vendors. All these individual vendors have whatever they do, whatever profile. There's one that Washoe County uses that experts have written create psychological profiles on the kids. That one's called Class Dojo. That's where teachers, counselors, different people at the school can enter subjective discipline. It's a behavior modification program. And it's used to – there's some good aspects of it too. So parents start liking the good aspects of it, and they don't – it's all free. They don't see the bad aspects, or nobody tells them. So supposedly who is it? I think New York Times – Reno Gazette Journal had an article about it. That one develops – psychological profiles on our kids. Michelle Malkin has written about that one. And I've begged, we have begged Washoe County School District to stop using Class Dojo, but they won't. They don't. And they don't tell parents what's going on.
How do parents get involved to understand what their kids are really being put through?
The best place is on our Facebook page, Protect Nevada Children. During the school board meetings, we show up frequently to try, you know, sometimes we're saying the same thing now with this tragedy. And again, it's worse than we even thought. We weren't even thinking that the content on these apps was so horrendous. We were worried about the data and what the kids are doing that their parents never see, which is, you know, a problem in itself. But when you've got content like this on these apps for these young kids, it's terrible. Protect Nevada Children, Facebook, and then when the legislative session starts, we'll be down there trying to see if we can get this bill passed. School board meetings also.
That's the thing that people have to understand, whether you're a parent or not. Kids are growing. Their bodies are growing. Their minds are growing. And their emotions are still growing. So to even put something like this in front of kids. I mean, even to put social media in front of kids, more of them are committing suicide. And this is something that has to stop. And I don't know how we do it, John.
Well, I don't have all the answers either, Monica, but I see some of the problems. And again, parents, need to be more involved. And that mom, that was her fifth child, and that child was at Bishop Minogue. She was involved, and she knew he was under pressure, but she didn't know what he was doing at school on the school-approved app the day before he killed himself. So I don't know. It's putting an awful lot of authority or responsibility on these third-party vendors that are all doing it to collect our kids' data. Could that vendor have said something to the parents? I don't know. This Naviance that they want to use at Incline, some of that data parents can't see even if they want to see it. Some of this, and in most of this stuff, parents don't even know to ask. When your kid goes and logs in every day and does their schoolwork and shares essays and answers questions starting in second, third grade, you don't know what your kid is doing. So it's not even like you can protect them against it. That's why we say the only thing you really can do is keep your kids off of it.
John,
that's the only way to protect them.
Is this going to stop if a parent finally sues? Because how can you have a test out there and not have a warning on it and not have parents be educated that this is out there? Does somebody have to sue?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade, Monica. We're just trying to educate people.
Well, John, I do have to ask one thing, and I know that digital footprints are always tracked, especially when you create websites. But is there any possibility that you will create a website? Because I hear from so many people, because of my websites and or because of my Facebook sites, and I encourage people to go there and find information, and they say, I just refuse to use Facebook.
Yeah, we could use help doing that, a website. For a while, I had protectnevadachildren.org or .com, maybe both at one point. Just never got around to creating it. If there's somebody out there that wants to help create it, I've got all the content. It's just a matter of creating it. And I just don't have time. And like I say, my youngest kids are in ninth grade now. I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm trying to protect my kids and do what I can to educate others. So, we don't have that right now, Monica. Sorry. We do have Nevadans Against Common Core.com. Actually, I got to get that back online. We didn't pay, so we got to get it back up. And we have no budget, pretty much. We have one or two people that give us money to help get the word out.
I just encourage, please, if you are a business that deals in websites and is a host or anything like that, please do this for Protect Nevada Children, because this is something that everybody needs to know. And you would be a rock star if you put this website together for them and maintained it, because this is vital information and it can save lives. I mean, whoever thought that, John, that we would have to put this information out there because of what the school district is doing for apps, that it would save lives.
That would be awesome if someone was willing to do that. You can either contact me through my Facebook page, or you can contact me at John, J-O-H-N, at jtahoe.com, john@jtahoe.com, the letter J. Monica, is there a break coming up? There's one more thing I wanted to get out, and I don't know when the time to do it.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a quick break, because there are a couple of other things I need to mention. We've only got a few minutes left in the show, but we will. Let's take a break at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I'm so glad you joined me today on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I hope people in other counties are paying attention today as what the Washoe County School District is doing and what your school district might be doing as well. John Eppolito is my guest, Protect Nevada Children. And John, I have a question that I think is probably one of the most important from the show that we've done today. And that is, what was the Washoe County School District's response when they found out about this child committing suicide and the story from News 4?
Well, the way it was portrayed on News 4, and I have the quote in front of me, they said, like I said earlier, he took the test, the child that killed himself took the test the day before he killed himself on a school-approved app during school time. Should I kill myself? He took that test at school. When Washoe County School District responded to the reporter's question about this, the reporter was surprised, and if you watch the story, you'll see, she was surprised that the school district was going to stop using Kahoot, not because of the content, but here's the school district's response, quote, "We weren't comfortable with all of their, Kahoot, data security and data privacy terms. That's why they," end quote. "That's why they stopped using Kahoot, because they weren't comfortable with the data, the way they're, what they're doing with our kids' data." Now, nothing changed, mind you, before and after the tragedy of the, what Kahoot does with our kids' data. The only thing that changed is Washoe County School District learned about it, and they never said anything that they had a problem with the content of the website, of the app. So to me, that's the biggest issue. And again, what about the hundreds of other apps? What is on those? And most parents will never see those. And I pay attention to what's going on, and I won't see it. I don't want my digital footprint showing I'm searching stuff like that. And that's the Wall Street Journal article talked about recently. When kids do this, then that vendor, Kahoot, will have information on that kid that they searched or took the test, should I kill myself? We don't know what Kahoot will do with that information in the future, or how that will affect the profile Kahoot may develop on our kids.
That's just, it's incredible what's going on that parents don't know about. Protect Nevada
I wish
children.
I didn't know any of this, Monica.
I'm glad you do, John. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry that you have to go through this, but I am glad that you are, to make other parents and people aware, because I wouldn't want my children in this school district. So please, if you don't have a Facebook profile, there's ways of protecting it, but search these sites. Protect Nevada Children. Yeah, John? Oh, did I just lose John? No, there you are, John.
Monica, are we still on?
Yeah.
Okay. If they don't have a Facebook page, I do send email updates also about this. So they can email me, and then I'll add them to my list. You can email me at John, J-O-H-N, at J, the letter J, Tahoe.com. John at JTahoe.com. And every once in a while, I'll send out an update. The big stuff you'll get, maybe an average of two or three a month, one a month sometimes. But that would be the other way to keep track.
Perfect. John Eppolito, thank you so much for joining me today. And again, thank you for all of the work that you're putting in this to protect Nevada children and protect children in general. John, thank you so much. And I will talk to you again very shortly. This was a hard show to do and I'm sure listen to, because it makes you shake your head and it makes you wonder how this information is going to be used in your child's future. I mean, when you really think about it, is it going to keep them from different jobs, different careers? Is that it just... I could go off into all kinds of different thoughts, but it is scary. You have to know what the school district is doing. And for a lot of people out there, they don't care what the school district is doing. They've just pulled their kids out of school. Homeschooling is on the rise. Private school is on the rise. Charter schools is on the rise. You have to ask yourself why. And you have to ask yourself, do you want your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, do you want them to be guinea pigs? Find out more. Just got a quick email from SG, from Susan. Please give information. Can I still sign the recall Sisolak in Lyon County? The petition to recall Sisolak has not come out yet, Susan. It comes out this Saturday, February 8th. We will have it out for everybody in all the different counties. And there are even some places that you can go to sign in one location, whichever county you're from, like Battleborn Guns and Ammunition in Carson City. They've got all of the different counties. And a lot of gun store owners, please, whatever kind of store you have, if you are going to have the petition there once it comes out, I want to know if you have it. Also, a very concerning email. Just did a teacher in service today. That would be a teacher, no names. And they were teaching us to use Kahoot and quizzes. It's not going to stop. And like John said, we don't know how many hundreds, maybe even thousand apps that there are out there. You've got to show up to these Washoe County School District meetings, the Board of Supervisors. It's a different time that we live in now for our kids than when we went to school. Remember all those heavy books we had to pack around? No. It's all online nowadays, and it's a scary place. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow with more good stuff to educate you.